Well, it is truly wonderful to see so many couples here that will be renewing their vows today on this Valentine's Day weekend. And it's such a wonderful, grace-filled time for you to renew your vows. It's such a good idea to do this every year. As you know, every priest renews his priestly vows every Holy Thursday at the Chrism Mass. And we do that each year before the bishop to renew our vows. It's such a good idea for you as couples to renew your vows as well. And you two have been a blessing in each other's lives, as you know. Husbands and wives are such a great blessing for each other. Remember, the great golfer, Chichi Rodriguez, said that he attributed becoming a millionaire to marrying his wife. Before he met her, he was a multimillionaire. Today I'd like to share with you about the parents of Saint Therese. As you know, they were just beatified on October 21st in the year 2008. And let's take a look at the parents of Saint Therese as role models and examples for all of you. What's unique about them is that they were the first parents of a saint to be beatified. Their names were Louis and Zélie Martin. They were also the first spouses in the history of the Catholic Church to be proposed for sainthood as a couple. And they were the second couple in the history of the Church to be beatified together. When they were beatified, Cardinal who beatified them, Cardinal Sereva, shared some thoughts about the example that they can bring to all couples throughout the world. And he said that they were an inspiration to families of today. See, they were owners of a small business. For example, Louis was a watchmaker, Zélie was a seamstress, so they had their own businesses. They were trying to raise a large Catholic family in France. They had many challenges regarding work as well as their family life. They had to also take care of their own aging parents at the time. They had to help educate a special needs child. They had to form their own children in the faith, and they found time to pray and to be active in their parish. The Cardinal goes on to talk about how they could not control their circumstances, that life came at them unexpectedly, just as it does for us sometimes. They had challenges. For example, they lived in time of war, the Franco-Prussian War. On one occasion, they had to house 9 German soldiers in their home for a while. They had 9 children, but 4 of them died as infants, and one of them from abuse by a wet nurse. They also had to struggle, of course, not only with the death of 4 of their children, but also Louis had to carry the cross of his wife's very premature death. Zélie died when she was only 46 years of age and died of breast cancer. So then he was left with 5 young daughters to raise. What a remarkable man, how he would take care of raising them by himself. And so they had their crosses in their life. They did their best in their businesses, as spouses, as parents, taking care of their own elderly parents as well. And the Cardinal says that their genius lay in how they accepted what happened to them. They realized that of themselves they were powerless, but because of that, God would be all in all, and He would be all powerful in their lives. We know that after Zélie's death at the young age of 46, Louis was diagnosed with cerebral arteriosclerosis, and he had to spend 3 years in a psychiatric hospital. He eventually would die at the age of 71 of paralysis. But we see in the parents of this remarkable couple, the example that they gave to their own children, this radical willingness to do the will of God. And they passed it on to their children, especially to their youngest daughter, Therese, who is now, of course, a saint and a doctor of the church. The cardinal says that Zelie and Louis were not declared blessed because of Therese. She became a saint because of them, that they created an environment that invited her to holiness, and she responded freely to the invitation they offered her. And they offer us the same invitation today. So they were truly a blessed couple, and the church points to them of living out the mystery of their vocation of marriage, the way of life to which most people are called. As you know, most people are called to marriage. Some are called to the celibate life in the world, others are called to the religious life, but most people are called to the married state. And it's really considered the universal vocation that most Christians have. But this vocation of marriage is a vocation to holiness, to sainthood. And it says that the cardinal reflected that they became saints in the fabric of their marriage. What a beautiful expression that is. They became saints in doing and living their duties of their state in life as a wife, as a husband, as a mother, as a father. So in the very fabric of their marriage, they became saints. Pope John Paul II said that heroism must become daily, and daily must become heroic. And really, that's what they lived. They were witnesses to married love, witnesses to raising their children in the practice of the faith, and so they lived out their life, you can say a very ordinary life, but in a heroic manner. At the beatification ceremony, 15,000 people gathered at the Basilica of St. Therese. And the cardinal concluded his remarks by saying that this couple walked together towards God in search of His will. As he said, that they always looked to the church and conformed their lives in all aspects to the teachings of the church. That's what made them saints, is that they did the will of God. They walked hand in hand together, but towards God. And that their map, their guide, was the teachings of the Catholic Church. So they were together for 19 years. And he says that they lived out their marital promises in absolute fidelity, conscious of the indissolubility of their bond, in search of the fruitfulness of their love, in good times and in bad, and sickness and in health, and they gave this gift of their love to their daughters. And among them was the masterpiece of God's grace, St. Therese, the little flower, that came forth from the fruitfulness of their love. I'd like to conclude by having you join me in reading this prayer for their canonization. Hopefully you got the prayer card as you came in today. And another interesting point before we read this prayer together is that the miracle that brought about their beatification was a young boy who was born in Milan in the year 2002. And when he was born, he had severe lung problems, and he did not know if he was going to make it. The parents began praying to the parents of Therese, the Martins, and within a very short period of time, the young boy was instantaneously and miraculously cured, and he was able to leave the hospital completely cured of the severe lung disease. And this was the miracle that brought about their beatification. And the Pope chose October 21st of that year, 2008, to beatify them because it was World Mission Sunday. And he says that they are an example of living out their mission in the church. And their daughter became the patroness of the foreign missions. So let's together pray this prayer that they will be declared saints by the church. God of eternal love, you gave us blessed Louis and Zélie Martin, the parents of Saint Thérèse, as an example of holiness in marriage. They remained faithful to you and your commandments in all the duties and trials of life. They desired to raise their children to become saints. May their prayers and example help Christian family life to blossom in our world today. Be your will. Grant us the grace we now ask of you through the intercession of Blessed Louis and Zélie Martin, and let them be counted among the saints in your church through Jesus Christ our Lord. And to the intercession of Blessed Louis and Zélie, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.